welcome to Love the wonderful
Radio.
Wide world. Welcome to the wonderful wide world of Russell. This is the relationship show. Every morning, Saturday morning, we talk about relationships. We give it to you straight talk, no chaser. It's information that's hard to swallow, but it's good to know. If you have any inclination of what you have in a relationship and you don't know, today is the day to call in. Free relationship readings. Find out what you got instead of calling it what it's not. I'm going to give you something this morning that's going to be empowering to your relationship. People are in relationships every day, but they don't know what they got. They think they got one thing, but they got something different. Before we get this show started, I want to talk about the upcoming events. The upcoming event is going to be off the chain. We're talking about, it's going to be huge. First off, the black card. I was told if you said something three times, you can't get it out of your head. The black card. Don't leave home without the black card in your wallet. It is changing people's lives. It is changing the DMV. And it's also all over the city as far as Washington, D.C. We're also in Philadelphia. We're also in L.A. And we're in Hawaii. The black card. I'm broadcasting live from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I was born here, raised here, ate food here, went to school here, and lived here. And now I'm in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, but I returned home like the prodigal son. I'm in Philadelphia today, broadcasting live. And I'm going to give you something that's going to empower your life as far as relationships are concerned. Don't have your relationship go south because you did not know what you got. The number here is 347-637-3051. Give us a call. As always on Saturday morning, the one and only insight from a woman, Marilyn Bland. You on the air?
Good morning, Russell. Yes, I'm here with you.
Oh, fantastic. We're going to do a serious show this morning, Marilyn, because I found out that people are running around in 2016 not knowing what they got. They think they got a relationship, but they don't have a relationship. And then they find out toward the end they don't have nothing. So we're going to give them this morning the five levels of relationship. What level are you in as far as relationships are concerned? Matt, once you understand the five levels, you can take it to the bank and you can find out what you got. When you meet someone or you're in relationship with someone, you can find out where you stand. And that's what it's all about. Also, Marilyn, our upcoming event for the black card is going to be May 5th, Top Shelf Affair. Top Shelf Businesses, Top Shelf Men, Top Shelf Women, Top Shelf Attitude, Top Shelf Businesses, and Top Shelf Liquor. We're going to change the flavor of the black card. You can come to Charlie's, 7308 Georgia Avenue, May 5th from 6 to 10, and we're going to treat you the black card way, a king or queen that you are. Everything, Top Shelf, Hennessy, Courvoisier, Ciroc, whatever you think your Top Shelf liquor is, will be $5. If you aren't Top Shelf material and you just want a drink, rail drinks are $3. Also, your black card will get you discounts on food. We're going to have food specials. That's going to be the ultimate happy hour. We're going to make you happy for more than an hour. It's going to be from 6 until 10. Lottie Dottie, everybody, Lou Flew, and the whole crew will be there. Also, the big one, Marilyn, and you've got to be there. It's going to be a feat, a festival of what do you call it, history in the making. I'm celebrating 35 years of publishing, Marilyn. 35 years. From Russell's News.
Congratulations.
35 years. We're going to have it on July the 22nd or the 29th. I'll let you know the exact date, but we're going to be going so awesome. It's going to be big time. So what we're going to do is basically have everybody come out.
3.7, 3.7, 3.7, 3.7, 3.7, 3.05 months.
Yeah, but make a long story short, we're going to have everything going on that's going to be like that. So all you have to do is come out to the big, big, big one. Marilyn, tell us a little bit about people and relationships and finding out that they don't have the right thing.
It's amazing. I have to begin with it's amazing. Russell, like you said, in 2016, with all the social media, all the discussions that are going on, people still are in relationships and don't know what they have. But the interesting thing about that is, do you really want to know? Because when you really think about that, if there are two people out there and they really want to know, first of all, people have to be honest. That's the bottom line, because if you have two individuals, one is honest, one is not, then that's where the misdirection comes in. Why are you not being honest, especially if you are truly looking for something? For instance, if you are dishonest about who you are or what you want, and you're approaching someone else, how do you expect to get what you really want? So it sounds like a game. There's no reason in 2016 for two individuals, two adults who are truly looking for a lasting relationship, not to be honest. I mean, people are different. You are entitled to your own desires, your own will and all of that. But at the same time, if at the point you involve someone else, you do have an obligation to be honest. So let's look at it. If you are honest, you approach someone, you share with them, hey, this is what I'm looking for, this is who I am, this is how I am, you give that person an opportunity to accept or reject. But why be afraid of rejection? If that's who you really are, why be afraid of rejection from someone who's not on that same level, as opposed to being rejected by this one and going on until you find someone who accepts you for who you are? And it just comes down to it. I mean, we're talking about people, we're talking about human beings, we're talking about men, women, but it comes down to that basic principle, Russell, of being honest with yourself. And in order to do that, as we said many times and will continue to say, you have to know you. You have to know what you want. Now, is it possible that you could think you want something and later on you change your mind? That's true. But the important thing with that is if you are in a relationship and you discover that, hey, I thought I wanted this, but I really want that, you have an obligation to let that individual know, because they have, if they accepted you under certain terms, then they have a right to know if you've changed your direction, and then they have the option to get out or keep going. And again, that's the principle. You know, the difference is once you're married and you're committed, if there's a change, you know, you should try to work things out, but you should still discuss it with your spouse. If you're in a relationship and there was something that drew you together, you really liked it, but that has changed, and you're married, have that discussion with the intention of having an understanding and working it out. But it just comes down to knowing you and being honest with the other person, and then the same thing with the other person being honest. You know, as you always say, there may be some scale tippers, and it could be the same way on the other side. You might not, you know, the other person might not truly accept you, but they might see something in the picture that draws them, and they're like, oh, yes, I can go along with that. Again, where the focus is really off, but once they get fully into the relationship, they realize, yes, I saw that, but I didn't really pay attention to this, and now I want out. But when it comes down to it, it's easier said than done, as always. But if you're in a relationship with someone and one of you say, hey, I don't want to be here, then that's a flag. And you can do one of two things. If the person is, you know, reasonable, if there's any chance of saving the relationship, then they will be open and you can try to work it out. But otherwise, if someone says that, I really don't want to be here, then you need to at least consider at some point letting them go, especially if that is persistent.
Excellent, excellent point. I believe that you should know what you got instead of call it what it's not. That's why this morning, the phones are lit up. This morning, we're going to empower you. I'm going to empower you with some information that will save your life relationship-wise. You could be dead relationship-wise. You could be walking around looking healthy, having yourself sharp as a tack, but you're dead relationship-wise. And you don't want to die in 2016 relationship-wise. Breathe life into your relationship, and I'm going to do that this morning. I'm going to give you what they call the five levels of relationship. And once you learn these five levels, you'll never put yourself in a situation where you don't know what you got. Most men and some women are in a relationship thinking they got one thing, but they got something else. And you got to know what you got instead of call it what it's not. It will save you heartache. The heart is precious, but the heart can be crushed. Nobody gets by. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's a song. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. So how many times are you going to play the fool? A fool is someone who keeps doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. If you want a relationship, you got to know what a relationship is. And I'm going to empower you this morning with relationship levels. Marilyn, how many times have you seen people get involved with situations and their heart are shattered and broken? Love don't have no cut card. There's a song out called Love Don't Love Nobody. And it's a true fact. It's a true fact. Give me an example of a relationship situation, and I'm going to give you what they got instead of call it what it's not. Just give me some kind of scenario that you may know somebody's going through or you're experiencing with someone.
Well, relationship, several examples. One where an individual might be in a relationship and they truly believe that their significant other, their partner, are committed to only them, but other people, everybody around them, is aware that this person is with other people, but they have not seen it yet. But, I mean, if you talk to them, they are fully committed, and it's a one-sided relationship. So I think that's one of the things that I see more often, and I always wonder how is it that everyone around the individual knows, but the individual has not yet been informed. But I think that's one of the most common, Russell.
Well, first off, they say the fool is the last to know. I mean, he don't know that he's being played. If a woman wants to use a man or a man wants to use a woman, it seems like they're the last to know. The person who basically is in the relationship, they find out that, hey, they're the last to know. And what happens is, when that happens, they look at themselves saying, I thought this person liked me. I thought this person loved me, you know. But then they found out that nobody did love them, you know. I mean, that's the only problem I find out with people. You got to know what you got instead of call it what it's not. If you don't know what you got, you're going to find yourself in a situation where you think you got one thing and you don't have one thing. And you got to read the tea leaves. I mean, you know, you got to read the tea. You got to know. You got to say, hey, did this person like me? I've always been able to read the tea leaves. I can tell whether a woman wants me or not. I'm a vibe-orientated, feedback-sensitive, caring, understanding kind of man. I'm going to read the vibes. I'm not going to go after something I see if there's no vibes. A lot of guys look at a woman, she hot. Oh, look at that woman. I'm going to get that. And they go running up to her. Can I buy you a drink? Can I do this? Can I do that? And all of a sudden, the woman, she knows she don't like the guy, but she gonna take the drink, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, he come back and want to talk to him. The bar, she don't want to talk to him. But he should have saw before he bought the drink, did she like him or not? You know, I mean, that's the problem. I see people, you know, you got to know whether or not the person likes you or not. I was never the one to go after a woman that didn't want me. I want somebody to want me more than I want them. That way I know that, hey, this is an easy kind of situation. This person like me, but if you like them and they don't like you, then it's going to be a comp situation where it's not going to work. Back in the heyday, when I used to go into a club, I never was one to walk around and try to talk to this one, talk to that one. Buy this one, this, buy that one, that. No, what I used to do was look for the eye-to-eye contact. If I saw somebody look at me, I looked at them. I walk up to them and I say, hey, how you doing? I'm Russell. In my hand, I have a little piece of paper with my number on it.
And I would put my hand out to shake her hand, and I would say to her, it's quite apparent, me and you had eye-to-eye contact. I have a number in my hand. I would suggest you call me. And I slide my hand away. If the paper fell on the floor, I knew she didn't want me. But if she had the paper in her hand, I'd turn around and walk out and wait for the call. If she called me, I know she want me. That's the key. If somebody got to want you, you can't want them. So I tell everybody, the name of the game right now is you need to find out who wants you and who don't want you. And that's vice versa for a woman or a man. We're going to take a break, and when I come back, I'm going to give you what they call the five levels of relationship. And if you don't know these levels, I'm telling you, people are walking around without the levels. They haven't got a clue what the levels are. And then they look at themselves saying, what is the levels? How do I know what I got? And if you don't know what you got, it will mess you up as far as what I call knowing that you don't have it, you know. So here's what I'm saying to you right now. Take these actual, what I call levels, to heart. And when I give them to you, don't take them for granted. Write them down. I'm going to give you a chance to go get a pencil and a paper, and you write these levels down. And once you get them down, you will know exactly where you stand. If you don't know where you are, some people don't want to know. Some people want to be in the dark. Some people say, you know, there's a song by Bill Withers. It's called, If It Feels This Good Being Used, Then Use Me Up. I want to be used. You know, some people want to be used. They want to be a fool. And some people don't want to be a fool. I believe that if you don't take time to get the information, you will be totally in the dark. What are the levels of relationship? I'm going to give them to you. And when I give them to you, I want you to know that this is powerful. But if you don't want them, don't take heed to them. When I give them to you and you don't take heed to them, then you're going to say to yourself, well, why didn't I take heed to these relationships? Why didn't I just write them down? People sometimes look at themselves saying, I don't know if I want a relationship. Or I don't know if I want to actually what I call be involved with a relationship. First off, you got to know that you want a relationship. Make up your mind, do you want one? When you meet somebody, don't be shy to tell them what you want. A lot of women say, I want to be married. I want to be married. But when they meet the guy, they don't convey that to the guy. They wait 6 months, a year, and they say to the guy, I want to be married. And the guy said, well, I don't want to be married. Why are you telling me that a year later? I'm a confirmed bachelor. And then they get irate because he's a confirmed bachelor when they could have asked that question up front. People say, can you ask too many questions up front? No, you can't. You should tell everybody what you want immediately. You know, immediately. When you meet somebody, if you're looking for, like, especially to get older, like I'm on the other side of midnight, I can't. So we'll be right back.
There's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you. Oh, loving every can't see the best person to never be. The front takes us to any ocean. It clouds your mind with emotion.
Everybody plays a fool. Nobody gets by. It depends on you how many times you want to play the fool. Relevant, before I get these five levels out, give us any inclination if you know of anything about how people play the fool or have been played the fool.
Well, one of the prime examples is which you touched upon, is you're in a relationship and people throw out hints or clues, and because one person is so into the other that they miss the hints or the clues and they just keep going and going until the other person is finally blunt with them or they run away from them, and then that's how they find out. So it's like you say, you have to listen to the, you know, you have to listen to the non, you know, look at the nonverbal and listen to the hints and clues. And that's why it's so important to talk about it, because even with the hints and the clues, someone might say something, you might take it one way and they meant it totally different. So you have to know yourself and you have to know who you're talking to.
Excellent, excellent. I'm going to give out the five levels of relationship. Now, I want everybody on the line and people who are listening, take this information down. It will save your life relationship-wise. Otherwise, you could be dead as Julius Caesar. Number one level of relationship is called superficial involvement. Superficial involvement. That's when you meet someone. It could be on a bus trip. It could be walking in the supermarket. Whatever, you just meet them. You exchange numbers. You start talking to each other. And you get involved liking the person. But they don't know nothing about you. As far as they're concerned, it could be a big CCL. Could care less. They just met you. But it's superficially involved because they're going to put their best foot forward. They're going to tell you stuff that ain't true. They're going to tell you, think they're going to make you think they're the best thing since sliced bread, but basically they're not. But you don't know that because they're superficially involved with you. It's not real. That's level one. A lot of people are on level one in a relationship. They never met the person physically or emotionally or who they really are. They just met them what they want them think they are or what they project that they are to you, but that's not who they really are. And you'll find out. I mean, I'll give you a perfect example. I knew a guy, met this girl at a club. She was dressed to the nines. I mean, Gucci bag and the whole nine yards, MAC makeup on, and, you know, $500 weave, tracks in her hair. She was all hot as a firecracker. And they got to dancing and carrying on, and then next thing you know, he started talking to her, and they decided to go to IHOP, and they got some little breakfast. And then next thing you know, she said, you can come over. When he went over her house, it looked like somebody, like the tsunami was in there. And then she had, you know, I mean, it was pitiful. But that's who she really was. She was nasty. She was nasty. But he saw it, but he didn't like it. But superficially involved is level one. Level two is called companionship. When you get to level two on an individual or with someone, it's called companionship. And on level two, there's an activity that's important to the person, to either one of you. So the activity is what's important and not the person. So you may be involved in hand dancing or card playing or casino going. It could be anything that you like to do together, and that's what's important, and you're on level two. So the person may call you up every Wednesday and say, let's go to the disco because you're a good dancer and we're a good dancer. We look good together dancing, and everybody thinks we're the dancing couple and we look so good together. And so they walk into the disco and everybody says, hey, look at them. They are so hot. Oh, they're in love. Look at that love couple. And everybody likes them because they dance together, and that's the key to that relationship. Their companion is called companionship because they enjoy each other's company. But what's important is the activity and not the person. Give you an example. If they go bowling every Tuesday and all of a sudden he goes by to pick her up and she say, you know what, I was tripped on the carpet coming down the stairs and broke my leg. I'm in the emergency room. Guess what he's going to do? He's going to say, I'll call you after I finish bowling. He's still going to go bowling. And when he walks into the bowling alley, he's going to say, where's Judy? Oh, she broke her leg. She can't make it here today. But guess what? One monkey don't stop no show, because what was important to me is not her. It was bowling. And that's number two. Number three is called companionship. And on companionship, what's important is the activity and not, the person, not the activity. So when you're on number three with somebody, it's called friendship. And friendship is a real big category to be with somebody. But guess what? people elevate you to friendship, and you're not even their friend. You're not even on level three.
But they think they put you on level three, allegedly. But when you're with somebody's friend, what's important is them. So if the person broke their leg, you would say to that person, let me go to the emergency room with you. I'm not going to go bowling. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to sit with you. I'm going to change. I'm going to make sure that this thing is important because you're important.
I'll give you an example where somebody promotes you to friendship and you're not even a friend. You meet a girl. You start dating her. 6 months relationship. Y'all are really, really involved and y'all sleeping together. Sex is good. Everything is hot. However, she's going to promote you to being her friend. Her best friend is getting married. She's going to be the maid of honor at the wedding. Her friend who's getting married tells her, why don't you invite your new friend to the wedding? She's already promoted this guy to level three. Come, bring your new friend. She goes to the guy and says, my girl who's getting married wants me to be her maid of honor, and she wants me to invite my new friend. I want you to come to the wedding with me. To see her get married. He goes to the wedding. He gets to the wedding. There's bridesmaids at the wedding. When you go to a wedding and you're a single guy, it's like you done fell into what they call lady women heaven. There's bridesmaids in the wedding. All the bridesmaids are there. Then there's friends of the bride who's not getting married. They there. So now you got the bridesmaids. You got the women that's not getting married. Somebody trying to catch the bouquet. And she had invited you there under the friend card, and you sitting there looking, look at this, look at all these hot women. Whatever. Now he starts getting some drinks on him. He's in the reception. He's dancing around with certain women, and the other women say, isn't that your friend over there? How come he's so friendly with these women over here? He's disrespecting you. He ain't even me. You brought him here. He's supposed to be your man, your friend. He was never on level three. He wasn't that girl's friend. He may have been on level one, level two, but she going to blame him, think he's doing something wrong. Don't work like that. Level four, when you're on level four, it's called commitment, man. You have this thing where you basically are committed to that individual. You really believe that you and that person are really one. And then level five is marriage. Is when you actually take the leap, man, and say, hey, I will be with you to death do you part, sickness and health. It's really powerful to know these levels. So I hope you took them there. I gave them to you in a short version. When I do my seminars and my actual workshops where I come to you and you can see this, I talk to women groups all over the world, you can down get those in depth. But that's a what they call a overlay of it. Marilyn, give us your closing statements.
Well, listening to you, Russell, it was interesting that everything you said went back to what I said initially about being honest. If people were honest, they could save a lot of headaches and a lot of heartaches. I don't know who will ever know why people are not honest in relationships, but I think a lot of people, as they get older or they come of an age where it's harder to find someone, I believe many of them look back and wish they had been honest or they wish they had done right. So we're just encouraging all those who are listening, you know, make it a point to do it right. But I think one thing I want to leave with anyone who's out there who is looking for a commitment or seeking a relationship is if someone declares that they love you, whether it be a man and the woman declares she loves you or the woman and the man declares that he loves you, always find out why. I think that's the bottom line. I think you need to ask why more than one time. Yes, initially, because if you meet someone and you love them, you declare they love them, you should at least know why. And when that answer is given, the person who is receiving it should at least be able to relate to that. So that's what I want to close with.
Excellent point. Because people now don't know where they are, who they are, or what they're doing. They haven't got a clue. But this has been the Russell Price Today's Relationship with Marilyn Bland. It's Relationship Talk every Saturday morning. We're here from 10 to 10:30. Spread the word. Let people know that you can get information you can use immediately. You can use information immediately. So spread the word and go to www.bethermagazine.com. Get your black card. Make it a relationship day. Saturday is date night all around the world. If you don't have a date, find out why you don't have a date. What makes your life to be dateless on Saturday night? What makes you be alive and breathing as a man or a woman and it's Saturday night, date night all around the world, and you don't have a date? Why? I'll see you next Saturday. This is DeRussell Price. I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine. I'm the hardest, smartest working man in marketing. This is Relationship Talk with your co-host, Marilyn Bland. We'll see you next Saturday.